upholding scientific research and discovery in respect, as we should, we must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific, technological elite.
We've signed a climate convention on the importance of economic instruments and free markets. We're included in this mammoth Agenda 21 document and the Rio Declaration. Now, let me be clear on one fundamental point. The United States fully intends to be the world's preeminent leader in protecting the global environment.
Coming up, Technocracy News. And good morning. This is Patrick Wood with Technocracy News and Trends. Today is March 20, 2019. We have some good articles posted up on technocracy.news today. We'll start out with the headline, Non-Parking Driverless Cars Will Clog City Streets. Now, here's something that just hasn't been thought about before. All of the autonomous cars that are coming online now and moving out around the country, they'll improve, I'm sure, and they will become more prevalent in car dealership around the country. My guess is within 5 years, most all the new cars will have some type of self-driving technology built into them. Well, here's a thought that nobody has ever really considered before. What happens in cities when the preponderance of driverless cars are used by people coming into the city or moving around the city, whatever, from place to place, where parking is very, very expensive, typically, if even possible to find. In many cases, some cities, you just can't find parking and you go somewhere else outside the city and take a bus into the city. Well, autonomous cars promise, at this point, to be used in such a way that they will drop people off at their destination, and instead of going to park like they would now, the cars will simply just drive around the city. Up and down the streets, round the block, whatever, they'll just drive around because it's cheaper to drive around than it is to park. This is really an interesting byproduct. Nobody's ever thought of this before. What are they going to do? Even if they have self-driving shared rides, which is entirely possible, those automobiles as well are not going to be parking. They'll simply be driving around, whether they have somebody in them or not. Well, okay. All I can say is to the technocrat mind, you just don't bother them with pesky details like this because it just makes them mad. They don't do anything about it anyway. Here's some really good news. Another headline, cheap, clean, abundant fusion energy would wreck globalization. This is true. Economies are enabled by the energy required to produce activity. This is self-evident. And the crucible of globalization seeks to create an artificial shortage of energy in order to control the economic activity. This is also rather self-evident. Well, if fusion reactors become commercially viable, they promise to provide a cheap and clean energy source to people, virtually unlimited energy, that would effectively trash globalization. The company in view right here immediately is LPP Fusion. They're starting testing on a 5-megawatt generator, nuclear fusion generator, that uses hydrogen and boron for fuel. Wow. The byproducts of this will include no protons and no radiation. It'll be radiation-free. It's not a nuclear reactor like that, like traditional. This is absolutely revolutionary. If this really works, and if it really comes to market, globalization will be in the worst trouble it's been ever, because they will not be able to control energy. We can hope for that. Now, the last article I held for last because it's probably the most important one here today. It's a continuation of the saga of the Green New Deal. And the headline here is Deeper Discovery into Origins of the Green New Deal. And indeed, we're diving down the rabbit hole. We find that internationally, the Green New Deal first appeared in England in 2008. Now, this was a year before it was written about here in the United States on behalf of UNEP, United Nations Environmental Program. But we find that there was a report produced, a 44-page report produced by the Green New Deal Group. That's the name of the group. Simply called the Green New Deal. This is in 2008 in England. I produced an excerpt of this report. You can read it. I didn't do the whole thing. It was 44 pages. But I conclude that article with a download button where you can download this 44-page report yourself if you want to. And there's also a supporting video produced by their sister organization, which is called the New Economics Foundation. Interestingly enough, the board of directors of the Green New Deal Group in England is stacked with radical members of the Green Movement, including Greenpeace and Friends of the Earth. And you can just read, there's only about seven or eight of them, you can read what their connections and stuff are, but you find one politician involved in it, a member of parliament from the Green Party. You find there's one, at least one industrialist in it that's chairman of Solar Century and Solar Aid. You find that there's Friends of the Earth connected to this, and Greenpeace, no surprise there. Well, the Green New Deal is the total encapsulation of sustainable development, aka technocracy. But it's in a political form. All of its rhetoric is about economics or economy, but the plea is for political action to allow it to happen. This is the same way it was with the Trilateral Commission in 1973, which claimed openly that it was never about politics. And I came to believe that back then. So did Anthony Sutton. It was never about politics, but economics. And the reason they hijacked the U.S. executive branch was in order to execute their economic policies, not simply just for the sake of political power. It was never about political power per se, but rather about capturing the economic engine of the world, which they have. Well, I can promise you that the global elite are lurking behind the Green New Deal crowd, which at large has become their useful idiots to promote their schemes of Agenda 21, 2030 Agenda, New Urban Agenda, and so on. But the real environmentalist who attended the 1992 Agenda 21 conference in Rio de Janeiro, a couple of them wrote a book called The Earth Brokers in 1994. And when I say real environmentalists, I'm talking about the pre-1992 crowd that weren't necessarily as radical as they are today, but people that really had a legitimate concern about the environment and environmental degradation. I'm not saying I agree with everything they said, because I don't. But they were environmentalists of the more pure sort than the kind you see today. And a couple of these guys who wrote The Earth Brokers, the book, and that's available on Amazon, you can get it, they saw through Agenda 21 right away, and they wrote about it. They said it was just basically a scam. Listen to this direct quote. We argue that UNCED, okay, UNCED is the UN Conference on Economic Development, by the way. That was the official name of the Agenda 21 conference. We argue that UNCED has boosted precisely the type of industrial development that is destructive for the environment, the planet, and its inhabitants. We see how, as a result of UNCED, the rich will get richer, the poor poorer, while more and more of the planet is destroyed in the process. Close quote. That's what they said. They saw that what was being promoted as one thing in reality was taking us in the exactly opposite direction. This has been the case ever since. I have to say, all Americans, including those involved in the Green New Deal, patsies, if you will, should wake up and smell the organic coffee here. 100% of the ecological hysteria is fake and always has been fake. Now, people's reaction to this, by the way, is not fake. Women that are choosing not to have children because they're scared to death of global warming is not fake. Their emotions aren't fake. But the ecological hysteria is fake. Remember that it was the Club of Rome who openly claimed authorship or ideaship of global warming in the first place in its 1991 book titled The First Global Revolution. And here's what they said. This is, again, a direct quote. In searching for a common enemy against whom we can unite, we came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine, and the like would fit the bill. Close quote. I'll highlight again. They said, we came up with the idea. How about that? It's fake. They did it so that they could define a common enemy against whom to fight in order to flip the world into sustainable development. Just that simple. America's in big trouble right now if we don't pull out of this. But it needs to be called for what it is. It's technocracy. It's sustainable development. Green economy, if you want, is a synonym. And the Green New Deal is nothing more than a political attempt to leverage America into, or frighten America into, adopting sustainable development and thus covering the planet with it, because we're the last man standing at this point. Everybody else is steeped in this stuff, and we're almost steeped in it. If they win in America, there's nothing standing in their way to take over the entire planet. It's never happened before. There's never been a planetary economic system. They want it. There's never been a planetary religion, but it's developing. There's never been a planetary political system, but that also is moving along as well. So we need to get underneath this, find out exactly what it is, tell people exactly what it is, show them the facts, and say, guys, we need to reject this. This is anti-American. It's certainly anti-constitution. It's anti-human in most cases as well, because after all, humans breathe carbon dioxide out. And what better way, I'm saying this sarcastically, what better way to cut down on greenhouse gas emissions with CO2 than if people just stopped breathing? That would take care of it, wouldn't it? Well, I'll tell you, a lot of environmentalists right now are thinking that way too. That's exactly what they're thinking. We're carbon-based units, and we're the ones that are messing up the planet. But they say they're going to save the planet, but as the earth brokers pointed out, they're actually in the process of destroying the planet. We can't let that happen. I'm Patrick Wood for Technocracy News and Trends. I hope you have a great day. We'll talk tomorrow.